Joined in the studio by Roman Cho, who is an L.A. photographer, L.A.-based, I should say. And he's done a lot, you know, lots of different kinds of photographs and work. And he is beginning to do something in Santa Rosa that's probably unlike anything you've ever seen. Good morning, Roman.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me here.
And Roman called me several weeks ago and said, I have this idea, and you were very familiar with Sonoma County prior to the October fires, correct?
No, I wouldn't say very familiar. I was starting to be familiarized with the area.
Okay. And you had friends here.
I had friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so the fires hit and you decided to do what?
I decided to come up and photograph and interview people affected by the fires and those active in the recovery efforts. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I did that was because first I was moved by the amount of outreach the community had for each other during the fires. And I thought the best way that I could contribute as a photographer was to continue sharing their stories. And I thought this, and I feel this is important because knowing about journalism, once the fires went out, I knew that the reporters were going to pack their cameras and move on to the next story.
Yeah.
And I know with the type of tragedy that these people suffered is that these people can't just move on. They're in it for the next 5-10 years.
Yeah.
And so I knew that once the journalists moved on, that the general public is going to move on as well. And so by photographing and interviewing and sharing their stories, I hope to keep in front of the general public's attention what this community is going through and will go through. And with the interviews, give the general public a deeper understanding of what the community of Santa Rosa and Sonoma County is going through.
And how many people did you talk to and photograph?
I drove up here from LA with a very loose plan. I had four people scheduled. And in 11 days, I had photographed 50 people in over the course of 30 or 31 photo shoots.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the way this story goes. It's always more involved than you think it's going to be.
Yes, it's more involved than what a person thinks. And for me, I had no idea what was going to happen. So to get that kind of response and that amount of shoots within the short compressed time was insane.
How did it alter your understanding of what happened here?
It did for me what I hope would happen to the general public. It gave me a better understanding of the tragedy. It gave me a deeper understanding of what these people experience emotionally. Intellectually, reading the articles and the news, I can kind of understand what these people went through, but the emotional impact was something that I had a deeper understanding of.
That's much different.
Yeah.
So here's one of the unique things about this. I mean, the photographs are amazing, and there's so much of the story in those photographs, in those faces. But Roman is doing something very unusual, particularly in the month of December, outdoors with what he's accumulated. And tell us about the exhibit, Ashes Fell Like Snow.
So these series of photographs became the project Ashes Fell Like Snow. And about 6 months ago, I thought, well, I should do something for the community. So I approached the city about doing an exhibition. And I wanted outdoors so that there are no gates, there's no doors that could be closed.
Yeah, anybody can see it.
Anybody can see it. So I wanted that access. And the reason why it was important that anybody can see it was that whether you lost your home or not, in the entire community of Santa Rosa is affected.
No question.
By this.
Yeah.
And so I felt that everybody should be able to see the exhibit. And so that was important that it be free. So I approached the city about doing a free exhibition at Courthouse Square.
Yeah, outdoors. December. for a series of weeks.
Yes.
That seems crazy to most of us. How do you put photographs and written interviews in the square in December out of doors?
Well, a lot of people, when I told them about the exhibition being outdoors, a lot of people asked me, well, what's going to happen with rain? So the first thing that I knew was that the prints, images, and anything have to be weather resistant. So the photographs are printed on vinyl banners. So they're
banners. They look like banners.
Yeah. They are banners. And they're printed from a local company, Econoline Signs. And so it needed to be weather resistant, so vinyl banners. The interviews are printed on expanded PVC panels, so they're weather resistant as well.
Yeah.
We had a local fabricator, Jordy Morgan, make custom stands out of steel. For each of these. So we have 20 custom made stands to hold these. So, and we have each custom stands have planters, which is used as the anchor, the ballast to keep the display stands upright. And we're going to fill them with plants, some of them provided by farms around the county.
Yeah.
As a nod to the longstanding agricultural history, the past that Sonoma County has, but also to symbolize the regrowth and renewal for the past year.
And I've been amazed. I mean, Roman brought in a couple of examples of what he's doing here. One, we'll put it at KSRO.com, the photos. One is a layout of the square and how that's going to be set up, which that process begins today, right?
Yes.
And the other thing you brought in is one of these banners with one of your photographs on it. And I'm amazed at how well those photographs look on that plastic banner. They look great.
They look wonderful. Dick and Steve over at Econoline, they did a fantastic job.
Yeah. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Thursday night. Thursday night is the kickoff, day after tomorrow.
Yes.
At 6 p.m. at the square. Tell us what that evening is going to look like.
The evening is going to be filled with lots of people. We're going to have, start at 6 p.m. Around 6:30, we're going to have a panel of distinguished speakers from various different parts to represent different parts of the community. We're going to have Jeremiah Thomason, who's the executive director of BRAD Foundation.
Yeah.
Who also lost his house in Coffee Park. He'll be speaking. Pat Kerrigan will be
there.
Speaking.
Mayor Chris Corsi will be there.
Gay LeBaron
will be there.
Alicia Sanchez from KBBF.
Yes.
Will be there to speak on behalf of the Latino community. Somebody from the city will give an opening remark.
Very good. And I hope you're going to be speaking also.
I'll say something short.
You should introduce your own work, I think. Yeah.
So there'll be a panel of speakers, it'll be a moment for the community to get together to look at the work and to see each other, say hello to hopefully familiar faces and new people who will become friends.
Yeah, I think both of those will be true on Thursday evening. And then if you can't make it Thursday night, this exhibit will be in place in the square through the 29th of December.
Correct.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So, yeah, I definitely wanted the community to get a chance to see this work at their own pace. So it was important that it be up there for a while.
It's a beautiful idea, Roman, in a very unique setting and a very unique presentation. I can't wait to see how you set this all up because it is pretty innovative.
Well, you know, somebody, a good friend of mine, Rusty, he said something interesting, is that given the magnitude and the scale of what happened last year, we can't just have any kind of celebration. We can't just have any kind of recognition. The event needs to be as bold and grand as the tragedy itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought this was one way to approach that.
And this is another unique way to use that reunified square too. Because we've had lots of events there and that works out fantastically. But this is a definitely a different look for the square, and it'll be kind of like an art walk around the perimeter of the square.
Well, you know, the thing about the square and the art work is that art is something, one way people can get into it is because of its beauty, its inherent beauty, or it moves you. Another reason argument for art is that it helps bring people together. And by bringing people together, something wonderful can happen. And with this exhibition, that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, I think we're going to begin to see that on Thursday night. And I know you are going to be working over the course of the next 48 hours to get this whole thing set up. So when you see a bunch of people roaming about the square and putting this thing together, one of those folks will be Roman.
Yes. And there's going to be a lot of other wonderful people taking part in the installation process. So it'll be exciting.
I'm looking forward to it very much. So I'll see you over there. And as I'm sure many other people will too, 6 o'clock on Thursday evening. And congratulations in advance, and thank you for doing this for our community. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
All right, that's Roman Cho. And the exhibition, Ashes Fell Like Snow, begins to open to the public Thursday night at 6 p.m. and then runs through December 29th in the square in Santa Rosa.